At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron for $499 for 36 months with $5,295 down.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
And we are recording.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Lore Crimes pub quiz. Today, Andy will bring us through the ringer and test our knowledge on the arch traitor, the war master, the rightful emperor, depending on who you ask, Horace Lupercal. I hope your Horace Heresy knowledge is up to par as you follow along with this pub quiz. Take it away, Andy.
Thank you very much, Eli. So, as you have already mentioned, there's going to be a hell of a lot of Horace Heresy stuff in this, because pretty much 99% of all of Horace's lore is in the Heresy, mainly because he's obliterated at the end of it, but that's the main reason. So let's start off.
Yeah, spoilers. Massive spoilers there.
Oh, no, spoilers that
spoilers for the Bible.
Horace has been dead in the lore for 30 years. What? Who are we kidding? so let's go down the lineup of today's quiz contestants. So starting with Eli. Eli, how confident are you with Horace Lupercal?
More than Colin, I'm sure.
Ooh, shade thrown.
I don't know. It's shade, just a matter of fact. I don't know. He's the rightful ruler of the Imperium.
How can he be the rightful ruler when he's ashes?
Well, he was the rightful ruler of the Imperium. Now it's I won't say
you can't
Abaddon,
even say you can't even be like Abaddon.
It's Abaddon if you pretend Abaddon was written like he should have been written and not
a cartoon villain. Done.
Yeah, okay. Actually, it's the four-armed emperor. I just bought a Gene Stealer cult codex. So I'll go with that.
You might want to get your forehead checked out there, Eli. There's
too many wrinkles
coming up. Furrowed brow, shall we say. How about you, Hal? How are you feeling about this topic?
More than Colin. Same as Eli. I feel more confident than Colin does. That's all I think Horace is it too bad? I always thought there wasn't like enough about Horace, like before his, you know, before he went to like, you know, dark side Horace, you know, Chad Horace. But I think I've read some of his books, and so I feel like we got enough of good Horace now. So I think I'm okay. I'm reasonably confident, but I could probably, well, we'll see. We might smash it up. You never know. He might break me.
Sorry about that. There was just a bell chiming in the background. That I live next to a church, and it was just like bong, bong, bong. And I'm like, be quiet.
The 13th spell has been cast. The Skaven
spells being cast in the background. And to end it off, Colin, how are you feeling about the quiz today?
More than Colin. I have continued my trend of not having read any of the Horace Heresy. However, there are two things I know beyond a doubt. One, it doesn't matter who the rightful ruler, the rightful emperor is, as there's still only one glorious Phoenix King of the Eldar.
I wonder what he's going to say.
That took a different direction than I thought that was going.
And two, that sushi was spicy and my lips are burning a bit, so it can only go up from there.
Well, almost as spicy as the Horus Heresy, so let's do this.
Spicy meatball. Horus Heresy, a spicy meatball, if ever there was one. I will preempt everyone in the audience and yourselves. I think the first round is very easy, and then the next two, there's like a very quick escalation in difficulty. I didn't intentionally make this kind of top-heavy as a quiz. These were just the questions I thought would be more interesting for both the audience and yourselves to tackle. So other than that, are we all ready to go?
Yeah.
That way,
hit us.
When
Let's
the
do
audience
it.
Gets more than me right at the very beginning, they can prove just how little I know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, let's begin with the beginner section then. So we're going to start with question number one. On which world was Horace Lupercal found by the Emperor? So what is the homeworld of the Sons of Horus?
Easy.
This is a very easy question. I'd be surprised if any of you got this wrong.
I'm actually confident. Holy shit. No, oh, hey, good, I good, actually
good.
Got this one.
Good, good, good. So, Colin, why haven't you read any of the Horus Heresy books? I'm a bit surprised at that.
I think part of it is that, while I don't necessarily hate prequels, it's just, I know how it ends, and I know there is a lot of cool things set up that tie later into 40K. It's just, I don't know, it seems like a lot of fanfare for something I know how is going to end, and I don't care for Space Marines on top of it, so...
I don't know. I feel like I really enjoy the setting because it's like it's the Imperium at their peak, and the scales of the amount of firepower each faction has, and the cataclysmic warfare is pretty much peak Warhammer. So I really like the betrayals, the heroism, all the elements that go into. I'm on book 40 now. I've gone from 1 to 40.
Jesus Christ! Last year.
So I've been I've been pushing. I think I'm on the what's the one I'm at the moment? I've just finished Garrow, and now I'm on the Magnus the Red one, which is a bit of a drag, gotta be honest. But
which one's that? Thousand Sons or Crimson King?
Crimson King.
I just read that.
Drag for me.
It's a slow start. It's a real slow start.
It takes a while. But still, I think it's a really good series. I think you should I think just the first few books are really good. Even if you were I'm gonna just do these. Become the police. Look, but even if you just started with Galaxy in Flames, I think it's a really good book.
It's
on its own, even if it was the only one.
I'm sure I will enjoy it. It's just drawing me to it. Like I said, I mean, I'm a Xenos player. Now, if it was the Horus Heresy treatment for the War in Heaven, I'd be devouring those books.
Okay, I think I've got everyone's answers in. Are we ready to move on?
I drew a complete blank. I just remembered what it was. That was very scary.
No, he's gonna catch up.
Before we move on, just one question about a Horus Heresy book cover. In the book A Thousand Sons, does anyone else think Magnus's left arm looks weird and shrunken?
Oh, I remember looking. I'm gonna look it up right now.
That's not just me.
That's
really weird looking.
It looks like a charger from Left 4 Dead. Is what it reminds me of.
That's horrible, isn't it?
He's like chicken arms.
Yeah,
looking at it, he's got turkey hands.
Yeah.
Turkey feet for hands. That's weird.
That's an image.
I don't like it.
That was just while we brought up the Magnus boats. Hang on. Someone needs to hear that.
Something important. Okay, well, with Magnus's turkey arms revealed, I think we'll start with question two, which is also quite easy. What is the name of Horus Lupercal's Gloriana class flagship?
Oh yeah, we're in safe territory now. Safe hands.
Very easy question. I've got an answer from Eli. Got Colin. Oh, that was very quick, guys. Jeez.
I'm just putting it straight. Lock it in.
I'm kind of upset. This one because I had a stupid answer. I really wanted
to get
out.
It's a very close game so far. Let's just.
It's a good name, to be fair. It's one the better names.
Cool. It is
than Warhammer.
I mean, it's an iconic ship. I mean, are there any? Does anyone have a favorite ship from 40K?
Does anyone have a favorite ship?
That'd be cool if I did. But
do the craft worlds count?
Yeah.
Shitty little ship face.
Probably Bealtan then, because it's actually a ship that's
nice.
That composite thousands of other warships. And when it broke
literally
apart,
Giga Chad Eldar.
Yeah, when it broke apart, they just went their own way. All right, we've got fleets now.
Beal's a bit too close to Neil. I'm not the Neil biggest Breen. Fan.
Crap, do you guys know who Neil Breen is? Oh, that has nothing to do with Warhammer.
But Hal and Eli, you don't have a favorite, not even the Phalanx. That's a really easy one, but still.
I wish I did.
It's like asking me what's my favorite. It's like asking what's my favorite bread shape, and I'm kind of like, I'm not really that. No strong opinions.
I think I do like. I like the Vesalius, Fabius's ship, I guess, and I like Huron Blackheart's ship. I don't remember what it's called though, but that's also just because I love Huron Blackheart. He's the rightful emperor. There you go.
Heresy. Inquisitor, one right here. This man here.
I don't think I've got a favorite, no.
Can my favorite,
Versalius loves Fabius, though.
Can my favorite be the Shadow of Intent?
Halo reference, nice.
The
Pillar of Autumn. All right, we're about to cap off the beginner section. Are we all ready?
Do it. Hit us. Hit us.
Okay, this one's a bit trickier, but it gets you 2 points if you get both parts right. So there's 2 points up for grabs here. What is the name of Horus's war mace and panoply of war?
Panoply of war.
So his armor. Basically, panoply of war is a way for people in Warhammer 40k to say, what's their cool armor called? You know? Trying to think of like what other armor, like there's like the Black Templars. We did the video on them and they had like all these armors of faith and such. Trying to think of like, can anyone, I'm trying to think of any other really cool panoplies of war and what they're called. I know the Flesh Terrors have a cool one.
I don't think I know his armor though. I'm stumped.
I don't know it either.
I've had Collins answer and it's very silly.
I'm stumped on what a panoply of war is. Is that just armor?
No one knows what a panoply of war is.
Well, it's like
I had the name, but I thought it was in reference to a ceremonial piece of equipment.
Well, it's like what do they wear into battle? It's like their panoply. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Fulgrim's literally has the name panoply in it.
Mm.
If I remember correctly.
Panoply of lust or whatever it is.
I've only ever had that heard in like reference to like things to do with Rome, I guess. But I'm drawing a massive blank on his armor.
I haven't played Rome Total War in too long. I gotta go refresh.
Well, everyone's put their weapon choice in, but I haven't seen everyone. Well, I mean, Collins put both his in, but I haven't seen anyone mention the armor. So this is your last chance.
Okay, I'm gonna give a absolute fucking guess.
There's a on shot armor. In the dark. There's some cool ones. I mean, if you just go on the wiki page for like all the Primarchs and even like main characters, they all have some pretty cool stuff. It reminds me of Deathwing, the video game, where all the weapons and stuff have these ridiculously 40k names. It's like the Reckoning of Empires and the Enmoldening of Bread, and it's like, oh, what are these names? They're crazy.
Nice.
My favorite was the Litany of Litany.
Yeah. Good effort, Hal. Right, it's time to talk about results. Ooh. So, first question was, where was the homeworld of Horus Lupercal? You all got this correct. It was Cophonia. Well
yes.
done, everyone.
The underworld, isn't it? It's a nickname for the... Is it Greek? Greek mythology, the underworld?
Possibly. I mean, there's a lot of, like... Even like Garvio Loken being called Cerberus, there's like a lot of underworld parallels with and the vengeful spirit, and like it's essentially a spirit of vengeance. There's a lot of that with the Sons.
That's a reference to like the vengeful spirit is a reference to like when you get caught by your mum, just doing like talking utter crap.
But it ties in beautifully with question two, because that was the answer for question two. What was the flagship of Horus Lupercal and the Sons of Horus? It was the vengeful spirit, which is still being used in the 41st millennium by Abaddon the Despoiler. So you all got that correct as
well. I've got a bone to pick with that, because I always wondered how the hell, who repaired it in between?
I mean, I remember the Horus Heresy books. I recently listened to the one about the assassin Aristide Kell. He tries to assassinate Horus, then he infiltrates the vengeful spirit when he fails, and he just hides to get another shot at Horus. And he talks to, like, a serf, and he's all like, my family, we've been looking after this ship for 5 generations. And you're like, he's trying to keep this really cool ship going, but he doesn't really like Horus. And, there's lots of slave labor is the answer, Hal. There's a lot of slave labor.
We don't endorse that on Lore
Crime. We don't endorse it.
The official statement. Only, that's how we feel.
Only hot takes here on Lore Crime. Slavery is bad.
The hottest of day. Spiciest sushi, shall we say.
Okay, right. So, there's two questions in the third question book.
I can hear your disappointment already.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Hal. I was a teacher.
Well, here's the thing. Colin put the cock throttler. That is not the weapon wielded by Horus Lupercal.
But what about his armor?
Good effort. We'll get to that.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to say that Hal and Eli both got a point for Worldbreaker, which is the name of his mate.
It's such a cool name.
I didn't want to say Yeah, I didn't want to say mention his lightning talent, lightning claw, because it's boring. It's just the talon of Horus, and everyone knows that because it's got his name in it.
Yeah.
But the armor, none of you got correct. But I'll start with Colin, because Primaris Eradicators. I guess
that sounds like someone who knows nothing of. That's like the Warhammer basic armor.
Oh, man. I dug deep for an answer. I didn't find gold, so I can't.
That speaks okay, of panic. Man. Just speaks of panic.
At least Eli didn't give an answer, so yeah. No points for Eli. Sorry. And Hal put Thomas the Tank Engine for some reason. So.
Because I would just imagine Horace on the battle and he goes, choo choo, motherfucker, and just crumps people. It's like,
I
wish, you know, the kid. The music about the Thomas the Tank Engine, like dun, 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 dun. I just, you know, that the memes where like it's really loud and the come towards you,
and the rapper was like, come on, come on,
oh my god, I love that.
To the bread and the lamp spread.
Oh man,
do you think Horace ever bricked anyone up alive in a tunnel?
Seems like the kind of thing he would do.
That happened in Thomas the Tank Engine. That was a thing. I'm not making that up.
We don't endorse that on Law Crimes.
We don't endorse Thomas the Tank Engine on this Christian YouTube channel.
The Lord protects. I swear.
To be honest, I love the Steamforged like edits where they have like the messed up Thomas the Tank Engine with. I think you've probably seen it with like the Chaos version where he's got all the spikes and the eight-pointed star, and you're like, yeah, that thing is terrifying.
You love that.
You've never seen that.
I know what it is. I'm just perplexed by you enjoy that.
I enjoy when it's modded into Skyrim as the dragons, and all you see is Thomas chewing to the chew. Yeah.
I was always a bigger fan of Macho Man Randy Savage Dragons.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
awesome.
Enough silliness. We have now embarked upon a great journey together. I have a little Halo reference for Colin there.
Thank you.
A nice little journey to round two, the intermediate section of the quiz. How are we feeling, everyone?
Can I make another Halo reference here?
Okay.
Let's say the results will be a monument to our sins.
Very good. Nice. Very good.
I regret coming to this quiz. I regret invading the podcast. And I most certainly regret the core blew up my raggedy ass fleet.
Ooh, rah. Good stuff. Have you got one, Eli?
Oh, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. That would have been great.
Off the top of my head.
Okay, well, never mind. It's okay. We're all friends here. So we're going to begin with question number four. Let me just check my list. So question number four is going to get a bit trickier now. What was the name of the planetary governor whom injured Horus and turned him to chaos on the moon of Davin?
Yo.
First book.
One. It's not Horus Rising, is it?
Oh, is this the second book? Second book.
Horus. Oh, man.
So this is the guy who was in charge of Davin.
With this.
And he was like, whah. I hit you. And everyone's like, whoa, he hit Horus. That's pretty impressive for like just a dude. And then that was the start of his corruption to chaos.
And then
I've had Colin's answer and I am not impressed.
Nice.
I've had Eli's answer.
Who's for the next? Life of me, I cannot.
I'm less impressed than Colin. I am more impressed than Colin's, but I'm still not impressed with Eli's answer.
You're reminding me of when I had to give a bunch of kids a lecture that they didn't take their online test in time. That's how I'm feeling right now.
That's the energy I'm projecting, am I? A disappointed teacher going, oh, damn.
I'm not sure if my answer's appropriate, to be honest.
Oh no! Okay,
I can change my answer if it's too much.
No, we're gonna have to say that's your answer. Okay. I did say it was gonna ramp up in difficulty, but still. Question number five: who was the first Primarch that Horus met? Now I'm gonna give you a disclaimer here. I'm not gonna count Alpharius because his book. The insinuation is he was there at the start, but. Even if he met Horus first, he probably wouldn't have projected himself as Alpharius, so I'm not counting it. We're talking about to Horus's knowledge, the first Primarch he met?
Alpharius met Horus. Horus didn't meet Alpharius.
Exactly. Yeah, I had to get that out of the way before everyone in the comments was like, actually, it's like, no. No Alphariasi in the comments today. We're not having it.
Good thing I have a 1 in 17 chance.
Yo, this Alpharius about to meet I can't even fucking get the joke out. Damn it. Oh, you say this Alpharius about to make me act up.
I've had an answer from Colin and Hal. I'm waiting for Eli.
Alright, I'll just guess, Rick.
This could be... I do remember something. This is actually quite a cool moment, but I won't give anything away to Eli because he must suffer. I don't want to lose.
Tough times.
Okay, well... We have come to question number 7, which, or have we? Question number 6, I'm sorry. We've come to question number 6, which is the last question of the intermediate section. Aristide Kell, assassin of the Sigillite, attempted to assassinate Horus early in the heresy. I mentioned him earlier. Horus used an Astartes of his legion as a decoy who was killed in his stead, wearing his armor. What was the name of the Astartes?
Right, do you know what's funny? Do you know what's really funny is I read this book not long ago, and the problem is this book is so forgettable.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
No, it's like it's forgettable. It is forgettable.
I mean, it was memorable enough for me to put this in the quiz. I mean,
I enjoyed the book though because it had, you know, Valdor. Spoiler alert: Valdor was there, and there's like that really cool moment, is it? He has like the finger guns, doesn't he? and he's like, I bring with me like the displeasure, or like, you know, something of the emperor, and then he just points finger guns at like the local guys and starts firing, and they all start exploding. Oh man! Oof. Please tell me everyone else is like suffering as well.
I had the answer before he finished the question. But I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You never know.
Just for the Discord, I'm just going to put it on the edit. During all this confusion, Colin has posted a picture of, I think it's Gordon, behind a brick wall in a tunnel in the general chat.
Henry, I believe.
Well, I just saw it.
Henry, is it?
Yeah, they bricked up Henry.
Awful guy.
Why did they do that?
Oh, I got dark.
I don't know.
Oh, that saddens me. I'm going to end the quiz now because I'm going to go cry for my engine boy. No, I'm not really.
I can't lose so now.
I've got the blues. I've got the Thomas blues. So that was an interesting round. How are we feeling about those questions and the escalation?
I just guessed the name right at the end. I think I got one right, maybe one.
Okay. Well... it's about time I put you out of your misery. Let's talk about the results of this round. So, we're going to start with question number 4. The question was, what was the name of the planetary governor whom injured Horus on the moon of Davin? Starting with Eli in order of appearance. Eli put Eldrad Ulfrain.
Oh no,
that was not correct.
That's your Kaifus Kane moment, if you know what I mean.
Give it a moment. Hal,
I should have been quiet.
Hal put Gandhi.
He was there. He was there. This is 100%. The Amber King stand by that.
Yourself. Explain yourself this instant.
Have you been playing Civ lately?
this was funny enough. It was a reference to Civ rather than real life Gandhi. Explain myself. There is no explanation. Straight up, I just believed Gandhi would have done something like that.
He gets the nukes and just goes nuke everyone.
Gandhi with the nukes. No, I just straight up. Why not?
And you did mention it, Hal, but Colin put Caiaphas Kane, famous member of the Death Guard.
Yes!
First ever quiz on the Death Guard. All those many months ago, I think it was
like, 2 months. 2 months.
Yeah, it's like two and a bit months. Feels like years. So no one got a point. I am very disappointed.
That's shocking. Really surprised there.
So question number 5. Who was the first Primarch that met Horus? Starting again with Eli. Eli put Angron, which I'm afraid is incorrect.
Is the answer Rogaldorn?
No.
Okay, I literally don't know then.
I will skip Hal for a second because he got it right, but Colin put the lion. And the lion, you'd think like he is the lord of the first, but unfortunately not. I'm not exactly sure when the lion was found, but he wasn't as much of an early bird as some other Primarchs, to be honest.
Pretty mid
to be reintroduced to the frat house, shall we say.
What was the answer to the previous question, by the way?
The previous question, it was Eugen Temba, the planetary governor.
Yeah.
Eugen Temba.
Exactly. I can't believe I missed that. Like,
what is that? Right in front of me.
Sorry, I was just so floored by the answers. I thought, they don't deserve the answer.
Was it
and I just
Eugen?
Moved on.
Eugene or whatever? Eugen?
E-U-G-E-N. Eugen.
Sounds like Eugene.
Not quite Eugene. Not quite.
Mr. Krabs stabbed Horus.
Horus Lupercal.
You're stealing me last dollar, under the sea.
Horus Lupercal.
Horus isn't real. It's actually Mr. Was it the plankton inside?
I'm going to destroy you and the galaxy.
Someone please make a representation of that, please. Like just somewhere.
That was
inside the Eye of Horus is actually just like an open little chamber and there's just plankton inside.
That was
guessing that's gonna be the clip for today's episode.
Probably.
Yikes.
Probably. Ooh. Okay, well let's cut the silly short. Hal got it right. It was Leman Russ. He was the second Primarch to be found. And Horus was... would you like to... You got the correct answer, Hal. Do you know what Horus's reaction was to meeting Leman?
He was pouty, to be honest. Yeah.
He wasn't impressed, was he?
He thought Russ was a savage. Isn't it a cool part where, like, Russ... He's just come from Fenris. He even said like he just learnt the language in a day or something. So Horus like, you know, begrudgingly impressed by him. And then Russ was like, "When are we going to fight?" Essentially, immediately as soon as they saw each other.
Yeah, and it was an interesting kind of parallel with how they would one day clash at the end. Well, near the end of the Horus Heresy, and
Wolfsbane, right? The book.
Yeah, and they would see who would bear out. Although Horus cheated with chaos steroids, but still. Anyway, so that was round number 2. And I'm just going to quickly double check the points. Free to discuss the quiz.
Still,
as
we
it's
still
been
have,
so
we still
far.
Have one more answer.
Do we?
I think we do. The
Who got assassinated?
Who got assassinated?
Oh, sorry. I've jumped ahead. But again,
all good.
That,
all good,
that
man.
Picture of. Henry behind the brick wall has really thrown me.
nightmare inducing.
Yeah, I want to hold a vigil for him. Seeing him so sad. So number 6 was Aristide Kell, the assassin of the Sigillite, attempted to assassinate Horus. What was the Astartes put in Horus's place, wearing his armor as a distraction? Starting with Eli, Horus Axamand. It's a good shot. But it is incorrect, I'm afraid.
No, it's not. I
am I reading a different book?
This is like some character, like it's not like a big name, is it? It's not like an important person.
He's barely in the first few books and then he disappears when he's shot.
Fair enough. He earned it.
He's literally like, he's a kind of character and then he's no longer a character.
It's kind of hard to fault him, that one.
Yeah, he didn't really have a chance. He didn't really get a shot, buttum-tush. So, next, Hal put Garrick.
That was an entire guess. I feel like his name began with a G, but I can't remember his name.
For the life of me. It's not a correct guess, so no points for Hal either. Can Colin... No, he can't.
The hope died immediately.
Colin put Sergeant Major Avery Johnson from Halo. Nice. So well done. Nice.
You're goddamn right.
You're goddamn right.
With a bang.
That's, I like that. That answer's better, to be honest.
So how are we feeling about the quiz before we go into the expert section?
What was the name of the guy?
His name was Luke Sedere.
Wow, that's so ordinary, isn't it?
Mm, Luke, like, and it's not spelled L-U-K-E, it's L-U-C. So it's Luke.
Oh. Luke.
Look these
this
nuts.
This is the book where the four assassin bros
and a sister
try to kill him, right? And
and then they all fail. And then Aristide Kell, like I said earlier, he goes on the vengeful spirit to try and kill him again. Then he joins forces with a serf, and then he tries to kill him again, fails, and then Horus turns him to his cause. And then he fights Nathaniel Garrow at one point, and Garrow kicks his ass and goes like...
I feel like I'm definitely thinking of a different... Am I thinking of the book called, like, a, I think it's called, like, a, literally Assassinorum or something like that? And it has the picture
Someone like
of
that,
the,
yeah. He's
I remember the end of the book, the end of the book that I read ends with the Vindicare, like, jumping out of the spaceship and shooting Horus, and then he misses.
Yeah.
Nemesis is the one I'm...
Nemesis. But he survives. He boards the vengeful spirit, and he lays low, and he tries to kill him, and then Horus is impressed, and he goes, you did pretty good. And he uses his mega charisma to be like, you know what?
Remember him
Emperor's
too.
Maybe, a bit cringe.
Oh. Maybe Hal's right. Like, I guess it's not rememberable.
Horus smiles.
Literally the last page of the book is he tries to kill Horus, and he fails.
Yeah, he does.
The odd part about this is, Luke, whatever his name is, he like descends down the ramp wearing Horus's armor.
Yeah.
But you have to think about the fact that somehow this legionary fit into Horus's armor, I think is really funny, because he must have had he's like 5'11", 6 foot kind of thing.
I like to imagine it was like cosplay boots, like people used to look taller. You just had to wear those around the whole time.
I mean, to be fair, there's that whole thing in The Path of Heaven where Kinjar wears Jagatai's armor, and he uses that as a ruse against Eidolon when he's like, I have killed the Khan, and then he takes his helmet off and it's like, wait, you're not Jagatai, and he's like, ah, fooled you, lololol, and then he dies, and then they escape.
It's a sad moment for Kinjar.
We love Kinjar. He's cool. Scores on the doors at the end of the second round. In third place, we have Colin with 2.
Respectable. Take
it. In second place, with 3 points, we have Eli with 3.
Very respectable still. Very respectable.
And in first place, with 4 points, we have Hal.
Yeah, screw the respect. I'm winning, boys.
It's a close one. I got to be honest. This is a very close
game. I'll take my wins where I can, because I won't be in the lead for long. I can just feel it.
Well, if you thought the last round's questions were tricky, you ain't seen yet.
Oh, no.
Because we don't play around when it comes to the expert section, do we, chaps? No, says the quiz master who has done the Alpha Legion quiz, which was crazy.
It had to be tough. It was Alpha Legion.
Okay, well, time for some revenge, as some might say. So with that said, Mr. I'm in first place, question number 7, and this is going to get you. Whilst raised on Cophonia, what was Horus's childhood name?
Oh, man.
I'll give you a hint. It was Mongolian in basis, as far as our history.
This is difficult because I can't remember if I have heard this before or not. Is this in a book? Can you tell me that? If it's in one of the books, I might be able to... Or is that an extra clue?
I mean, everything's pretty much in a book, isn't it?
No, but as in, like, do you know which book it's in?
I can't think of which book it's in, to be honest.
Damn. Oh,
Colin's given me an answer, and it's an interesting one. And then we've got one from Eli. Oh, okay.
It's a very interesting
one.
And now
we've got... Okay, so we've had
all
the answers in. Okay. So... This next question, number 8, has 2 possible points if you get both right. So I'm giving you a bone here. So question number 8 is, every Primarch was assigned an equerry to aid them with administrative duties in the Legion. Horus had 2. What were their names?
Ooh, I think I know one of them.
And but... to give you a hint, one died, I believe, and then he was replaced. So during the heresy, he had one during the Great Crusade, and then the heresy. Ooh. One died during the heresy and was replaced with another one.
I think one of them is like, you know, he dies. I don't want to give you any clues, but I think I really, this is the bit where I love the interactions between Horus and this character.
He has a little kind of nickname for him, like an abbreviation of his name. But some little trivia. So other equerries were, for example, in The Thousand Sons, Amon was the equerry to The Thousand Sons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of which other equerries. Gabriel Santor, I believe, was the equerry to the Iron Hands.
What's the one to Conrad Kurz? Because that's the funniest one out of all of them. I can't remember the name of it, but it's the one where him and Sevatar speak, and then basically Sevatar says, "You were chosen because you were a bitch," essentially. And you was basically that, would that, do that, everything Conrad would say.
Haros? What's his name?
Zelfaros is the former chief librarian.
Yeah, he's the Knight Errant.
Knight Errant.
I'm thinking of like, he's...
It's like Shararik? It's something close to that.
I think it's like Zar Sahal or something like that.
Zar Faros? And yeah, something like that. He's like, he has a role where he does come back into like the 40K. He's like lost in time or something stupid like that. And he returned and he was like, "What happened to everyone? Everyone looks a little bit juiced up."
Yeah, something's happened, mate. I gotta be honest.
Also Khan, isn't it? Khan betrays it, Kree.
Well, we've had all the answers. So we are on the last one of the expert section that I will tease. There is going to be a bonus round, so get yourselves ready. And there's a lot of points in that bonus. But for now, question number 9. During the Ulanor campaign, which earned Horus the title of War Master, what was the name of the Orc warlord who was killed by Horus that earned him his title?
Bruh
is not the right answer.
I feel like this is a trap set up for silly answers, let's be honest. Man.
Someone get Admiral Akbar.
Oh my lord.
I have an answer from Hal and Eli.
I haven't given one.
They are laced with despair. Careless abandon.
You guys, I need a moment. Give me a moment. Oh my god.
Give me a moment. So how are you guys finding this quiz so far? Eli and Colin, how are you feeling?
It hard.
it hard indeed.
It's a good quiz, though. Beginner section.
Yeah, I'm glad I got a couple I was actually able to get. Like, I knew that. Wow. And then my lack of reading once again reasserted itself.
To be honest, Colin, if you haven't read any of the Horus Heresy books, that's basically all the Horus lore in a nutshell. Like, he isn't anywhere else other than the Horus Heresy.
It is kind of his thing.
His name is on the tap, like, yeah. like the series. And he doesn't outlast it.
Have you read 40K books then, Colin? Yeah. Which ones?
Yeah. Caiaphas Kane.
The Eldar kind, probably.
Caiaphas Kane.
They are really good.
There's a sick moment in the last the most recent Caiaphas Kane novel, where an avatar of Kane, you know Titanfall, where they drop him from orbit?
Oh yeah.
And one of them does that, and it's sick.
Nice.
That does sound pretty cool.
What's up?
The Avatar of Kane.
Yeah,
the Avatar of Kane drops in.
Titanfall drops from orbit.
Oh. But he doesn't do a B2 thing where like he follows Caiaphas around as like his buddy and flings hard to reach places.
He does not enact Protocol 3 Protect the Pilot on Caiaphas Kane.
That's a shame.
Funny as that would have been.
Okay.
Eldor.
Well, we are
Don't sound disappointed. We haven't even heard the answers yet.
Not so much disappointment. It's like, where do I begin? It's a task.
Man. He's reached the final stage of grief acceptance.
what's the technical term? It's like a smorgasbord of cringe.
the technical term. Is it a technical term?
100%. We're using that from now on. A smorgasbord. What even is a smorgasbord? Whatever
just
it is.
Just a bunch of stuff.
Tasty cheeses and
just a bunch of food on a platter. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's a variety. Let's call it a cheese platter. Morsels. Let's not pretend we're smarter than we really are. It's a cheese platter.
I don't think the guy who invented the word smorgasbord was very smart.
He's trying to sound smarter than he really was.
He was just having a stroke.
You sure he wasn't just German? That sounds twit German-esque. Like a smorgasbord. No, Netherlands.
Probably Swedish. Netherlands. Well, maybe Swedish. Maybe Nordic or something.
Yeah. Oody goody goody smorgasbord. Anyway.
Let's not go. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's not go there.
Anyway, so we are here at the results for, or just dropped my notebook, for the expert section. And we've had a whale of a time getting these answers. And it's an interesting bunch, if I'm honest. To start off with, question number 7. What was Horus's childhood name while raised on Cophonia? None of you got this right, but I will read them out anyway. So, Eli put goofy little guy, funny little cutie Primark baby boy.
I thought it was a good guess.
That's amazing.
Just that in it's one not bad. Alone.
Hal put Negus?
Negus. I always thought he might be like it's like the Ethiopian name of king, so I thought maybe like something king like.
It's not far off, but I can't give you even a half point because it's not quite there. You literally have three out of six letters out of four of the letters, but you're missing two, which completely changes the word. So you're really close, but I'm afraid I can't give you a point for that. And Colin put Kublai, which is a fair effort.
Kublai Khan.
There was thought put into it.
Well, there is actually a Primarch a chapter master in the White Scars called Kublai, because of course there is, who gets basically slain by the Dark Eldar. And so Corsaro Khan, the Master of the Hunt, avenged him because his name was put in the Scrolls of Vengeance, where they just go, "We don't like this guy. He didn't die," so they just go and hunt him, and they did. Anyway, the correct answer was Nergui, so N-E-R-G-U-I.
That's Mongolian name. Means
no name, which is to avert misfortune from the child.
Kublai was kind of an interesting tie there.
It was an interesting vibe. But it wasn't correct, I'm afraid.
Ah, well.
So question number 8. Every Primarch was assigned an Ekri, and Horus had two. Eli put Horus Axamand and the old guy who goes with Nathaniel Garrow. I think you mean Iakton Cruz.
Probably.
I'm afraid neither of those are correct, though.
He likes his little Horus, doesn't he? Little Horus Axamand, don't little you, Horus. Eli?
No, who else little to say? Brother. He's very memorable.
I do like Iakton Cruz, though, but he does actually get killed by Horus when he is confronted by him and the Knights Errant on the Vengeful Spirit prior to Leman Russ and his Space Wolves invading, and he's like, "Ugh, my old son, swipe," and then Garvey Loken's like, "Bruh, he was like my mentor. I don't like you even more." So that's that. Hal put Hastur Sejanus, which is a fair one. He died pretty much prior to the Horus Heresy. That is incorrect, but you did put Malagurs, although you put Malagurs.
I didn't know how to spell his name. I thought Hastur Sejanus was he's like his good friend or something, wasn't he?
He was part of the Mournival. He was the first captain before Abaddon, I think. But
I like
not
his
sure.
name too. Hastur. It's pretty Hastur. Nice yeah. reference there.
it's a very good guess, but it's incorrect. But you do get a point for Malagurs. So I will give you that because Malagurs the Twisted was indeed his equerry before his replacement. And Colin put Sigmar Unberigen and Diedrich Kastner.
Nice. I applaud that. That's
I'm guessing that's a fantasy thing.
Indeed. Well, you should know who Sigmar is, you filthy.
Well, I know Aiden. Sigmar, but and yeah.
Diedrich Kastner was Archaon's name before he fell to Chaos. And then,
isn't that his stolen name? Isn't it his stolen name?
Castnor's not even...
It's he was given the name by... it was the name of a knight he served. And then when the knight was slain, he was given the name by the knight's lady.
I thought he nicked it from the knight.
I don't think he just stole it. He was a pretty honorable guy at first, and then he destroyed Warhammer Fantasy.
It's actually, to be fair, I love the meme of, like, it was basically the end times are basically Night Goblin's fault because they didn't crunk Diederik. You know, the part in his story where, like, the night goblins attack the knight he serves, and they didn't get him. Night goblins are essentially responsible for the entire end times. That's why we hate them all.
Malekith deserves all the blame.
Yeah, true. I mean, the true Phoenix King.
Pretend Phoenix King. Yes.
Nah.
Oh, here we go. All right. Before this escalates and gets dangerous, I'm going to reveal the results from the question number 9, which was during the Ulanor. Question number 8, it was Malagurst, and then it was Argonis who were the Equerries. So before
is Malagurst the guy with the bad arm?
Yeah, he's the one who's always like, he's known as the Twisted.
I didn't know his name. Frick.
And he struggles a lot because he's got all these augmatics and he has like labored breath. And
he's having a hard time.
He's having a very hard time.
He's been working a lot.
Twisted. But yeah, question number 9 was, during the Ulanor campaign, which was when the Emperor was doing the Great Crusade to kill all the orcs, they went to their homeworld, Ulanor, and they beat them up. Horus earned the title of War Master by killing the orc warlord. What was his name? Eli put the Beast version 1, which isn't necessarily incorrect, but it is incorrect. I mean, it's kind of. I can't give you Beast 1. I kind of like Hal's answer. He just put Piers Morgan.
Seems like kind of the beast that the Emperor might fight.
An orc wall overlord on was it America's Got Talent he was on for a brief stint?
Unfortunately. I'm not sure anyone would like Piers Morgan getting crunked in Warhammer. I'm pretty sure everyone might enjoy that reference, to be honest.
And Colin put Orc Warlord of Ulanor, which is it is correct.
It is technically correct.
That's kind of genius. That's kind of genius.
I'm sorry. I said, what was his name? And that's a title, I'm afraid.
No, his name was Orc Warlord of Ulanor.
No. His name was Erlak Urg.
What, say that again?
Erlak Urg.
That just sounds like a name you say when you're drunk.
I think I've made that noise throwing up at the toilet before. Yeah.
Well, that's how they make someone name, isn't it? That's how they do it. But fear not. Do not despair, because we do have a bonus round.
Ooh. Now,
the scores at the moment, it is, again, Colin still has 2 points, Eli still has 3 points, but Hal has bumped up to 5 points.
Oh, yes!
But I'm going to say this right now. Each correct answer on the bonus round will give you a point. And there are a potential of 7 points in this round.
I could lose this.
As a fun little tidbit, I have mentioned over half of these people during the quiz as little asides and also answers and stuff like that. So I'm giving you a lot of help with this bonus round. But here we go. Let me just check my timestamp. So, bonus round. Horus has survived many wounds during his conquest of the galaxy. Name me every combatant and ally whom has injured the War Master. We're not talking about grazed his armor. We're talking about and this involves killing him or injuring him. It could be a flesh wound. It could be a mortal wound. There are, as far as I can tell from my research, 7 potential answers.
This is quite genius because it means we should have been paying attention earlier.
Yeah, seriously.
I peppered them in to help out.
God damn.
I like how, like, I'm just looking at the Discord at the moment, and I'm just seeing rampant typing amongst all three of you. Like,
This is difficult because I'm trying to remember. Oh man, I'm struggling on this one.
I gave you some hints. I will say I have already mentioned 4 of the people. 4 of the potential 7 answers, I have already mentioned them.
God damn, I need to try to remember the guy's name. please tell me everyone else is struggling.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, 6 potential answers, sorry. Yeah, 4 answers. So 2/3 of them I've already mentioned on the podcast, so. There's 6.
As in, to wounded to what extent? Because I'm thinking there might be an answer where it's technically up for debate if he actually wounded him.
Well, you can explain it. If it's one of those kind of ones, we can debate. And if I think it's valid, we'll say, yeah, that's a point. But from my reckoning, there's 6. And this involves not just mortal wounds, but also just an injury that isn't fatal, but it's an injury.
Damn, that's a good question. Trying to think about, is he like stubbed his toe?
Yeah, but I'm not going to be like, oh, the rock that he stubbed his toe on is an art. Like, no.
Unless the rock was a named character.
It has to be a character.
I can't remember the name of the governor or the assassin, to be honest.
Ooh. Colin's done a very good. He's done a very good.
I don't remember the name of the assassin either.
Until the end.
Okay, I've had a result from Hal.
I don't know if I got this.
Hal has done less well than Colin.
Oh man, that's because he's
we might have a resurgent winner at this.
Oh
point.
No,
I don't know. We'll see. I can't remember. I had a 6th name, but
don't rush yourself. Take your time.
I thought one more. Hold on.
All right. You got time. You got time to add another one if you want.
Oh man.
I love the tension. I feed off the tension. Like yes.
Okay, I got it. I committed.
You committed, have you?
I think I might have got one. I can't remember the name of the two you said earlier, but I think this might be a good list.
Okay, so right. I guess we'll start with Eli then. Let me just check the answers briefly. There's some very good answers here. So I added this question because I thought the second and third parts of the quiz were quite harsh. So I wanted to give a potential point to really like rake in some points.
Bit of breathing room.
Yeah, and just to like also pepper some answers in casually so that if you are paying attention, you'll also be rewarded. So to start with Eli put Leman Russ, the Emperor, maybe Sanguinius, Indicare Assassin, Eugen, Erebus, Abaddon, in brackets clone Horus lol, maybe Alpharius. So
pretty strong at some places.
I'll say everyone's before I mark anyone. So Hal put the Emperor, Demon Russ, Sanguinius, in brackets wound allowed the Emperor to kill, and Abaddon. Okay. Colin put Demon Russ, the Emperor, Eugen the Planetary Governor, Urglak Urg, and from Paklak, Philpor Shinqual, Gotrek Gurnison, and Nyanas. Nice.
I like the Gotrek there.
Right, so I'm going to start with Eli, because he was first. So, Leman Russ, the Emperor, Eugen, and Abaddon, I will give you 4 points for that, because,
nice.
And here is the point, Sanguinius didn't injure Horus, he just made a nick in his armor, so I'm not counting Sanguinius.
Oh no.
But Leman Russ stabbed him with the Dionysian spear, the Emperor obliterated him from his existence, oof. Eugen turned him with a stab from an anathema to chaos, and Abaddon literally killed him as a clone, so I will count that. Hal, the Emperor, that's a point, Leman Russ, that's a point, Sanguinius is not a point, but Abaddon is a point. So I'll add 3 points for Hal, and Colin put Leman Russ, that's a point, the Emperor, that's a point, Eugen Temba, that's a point, and that's basically all you get, I'm afraid.
Ah, well.
So,
what do you mean, Gotrek? Doesn't we tell him that our main man's Gotrek?
Gotrek wasn't in 40k, come on.
If he was, the Horus Heresy would be much shorter.
I'll grant you, if he was, I'd love to see it. I'd love to hear Brian Blessed having a scrap is it Jonathan Keeble, who usually does like a lot of good voice work, is like Horus? Like, yeah, Jonathan Keeble.
Yeah, I think so.
who are you? And he's like, I'm Gotrek. And he just stabs him with an axe. But that was a very interesting round. And it's evened out the scores a fair bit, actually. So I'm quite pleased.
Oh, no.
Right.
Okay, yeah, we still won. Chill out.
Yeah.
I like I'm how Kratos is like, nah, I had fun.
I had a good time, and I'm the real winner because of that.
I was here.
I mean, before we conclude, what are your thoughts on the quiz? So this quiz, guys, did you have fun? Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yes.
I always have fun with the quizzes. Always a good time.
The twist about if we were paying attention is really throwing me off.
That was a kick in the nuts.
I should have remembered the goddamn Eugene guy.
Well, that's the thing. I like how, I think of everyone, Colin did the best with the last round because he actually put answers to the question that he wouldn't have known before the quiz, but because he was listening, he actually got points. So well done to Colin in that regard.
The more you know.
Thank you.
The more
hell, if it makes you feel better, Eugene Krabs was the main reason I remembered
that. No way. You sick man.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, we have come to the final scores on the doors. Drum roll, please.
I'll get drums. Drums playing now. I don't have the...
I smacked my counter.
So, in third place with 5 points was Colin. Well done, Colin.
Hey.
I'll take it.
Now, the other scores in the quiz are 7 points and 8 points.
Yeah.
So, it's a close game. But in second place... is Eli. And so with 8 points winning is Hal. Well done, Hal.
I doubted myself for a second there. I thought you were like, I was like, no.
That was very good.
Victory is mine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, another stud goes onto your counter.
Yes.
What was the answers?
So the answers I had for the final round were Lehman Russ, Malagurst the Twisted, because he stabs Horus with a dagger to preserve his life. The Emperor, because he kills him. Ujin Temba. Abaddon kills the clone. And here's the tricky one. Malkador, he throttles him with his psychic power.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's a bit where the Khan, Alpharius, and Horus are having a go at the Malkador and the Emperor for removing one of the lost Primarch's statues. And they're like, you shouldn't erase their history, blah, blah. And Horus gets a bit big for his boots. And... like Malkador just psychically grabs him, pushes him to his knees and chokes him nearly to death. And so I counted that as a point as well.
Mm.
Unfortunately, he was enjoying it. So, you know,
he was enjoying it a lot. What, Horus or Malkador?
Both. Both. 100%.
Brilliant. It's a power trick. How did you find that?
That's pretty good, man.
Good quiz.
I think we did. We all actually performed quite well. So that's that's a first. I think we used to either we're all suffering or we're all winning. You know what I mean? So we're actually all performed. So that's pretty cool. Anything other than that, Horace is big daddy. Yeah, we like him.
He is. He truly is. He was right. Should have won.
I like Gilliman.
we know who's doing the Gilliman quiz then. 100%.
Not next time.
Speaking of future quizzes, Colin, would you like to say what the next quiz will be?
Of course. Now, you know, the thing with Warhammer villains is sometimes they might have a little bit of sympathy to them. Like, you know, I wouldn't say anyone in, you know, they're good people, but they might have something like, you know, I can almost see how you came to do what you did. There's almost a shade of understanding in there. The quiz, the subject of the next quiz, none of that. Biggest piece of garbage in history, biggest piece of human garbage, and then biggest piece of undead garbage, because you can't keep a good lich down, and next quiz will be the great necromancer Nagash.
Ooh. Yes!
I love Skellipope Supreme.
The original Bone Daddy.
Bone Daddy? You and Daddy's, Hal. I'm getting... Yeah, like, oh.
I have a problem. I'm here to confess that. No, I'm excited for that. 100%.
Tune in next time to see just how much of an asshole someone can be.
Oh, God. Hanging tight, boys. Thank you all so much for watching. If you played along, let us know what kind of scores you got. If it was an easy quiz or a tough quiz, or if you how you feel about Horus at the end of it. Let us know how you feel about the evil bald man.
let me know if you've also never read a Horus Heresy novel. Someone please.
As a lord channel.
Power armor. Tell us what you think in the comments.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next time.
Take care, everyone.
Peace.
Bye.
Love you.